This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Joe Ostrowski, host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
That's a lot of value on a very talented team.
Getting you ready for your wagertainment weekend.
The public's been killing the books.
Joe Ostrowski.
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of Herbert Hoover in him.
We couldn't live without Joe Ostrowski.
On the score. Score, 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 score.
It is Friday. It is 11:27, so you know what that means. We talked to Joe Ostrowski on the Midday Show. He is the host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network. He is at Joe Ostrowski on X, Twitter, whatever you would like to call it today. I'm not going to tell you what to do with your life. I am going to tell you what you maybe should think about wagering on. And Masters Weekend is usually a pretty fun time for that. So he joins us now on the hotline. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing all right. It's been a week.
What's wrong?
The wife is in Wales. And so it's me and the two kids, and we're just hanging. It's the end of the week. We're hanging on by a thread. It's like, okay, we got baseball here. We got dance there. We got fishing club there. We got volleyball there. And then the power went out the other day. So, like, I'm ready for Friday to just kind of wrap up. Just wrap up for the week so we can get things going. But, yeah, there's a ton going on with Masters. But, Marshall Harris, I got to give it up to you, man. Last Friday we were talking, and you're like, Ovi, two goals. That's the play.
Yes.
And you nailed it, man. That was plus 550.
I've seen enough Blackhawks to know that the three was just unrealistic. But just I was like, what can you do for the two? They're going to give up the two. The Ovi is on a mission right now.
Right.
Well, yeah. We saw what happened. So at least he didn't get the hat trick on that day, that fateful day. But he did end up breaking the record, as we saw over the weekend. I do want to start on Masters with you, just because I feel like that is always a place, even though we're already into this second round, Joe, where people can make some hay. Justin Rose right now, the leader, Bryson DeChambeau second, and then Sungjae Im is third. So as you take a look at this leaderboard, there are some movers, of course. The Americans are always interesting. You know, Scottie Scheffler right now tied for third. He tees off a little bit later. So what can you tell us about maybe what people want to get interested in for at least moving day and Sunday?
Well, Scheffler is not your leader, but he's your leader on the odds board still. He was 4-1 before it got going yesterday, and now he's plus 260 at BetMGM. So he's still the favorite. With the way that Bryson is playing today, 3 under par so far, he's right there behind him. He's the second favorite. You mentioned Justin Rose. Now Rose was the first-round leader, and that's something that you can actually bet on if you think someone's going to have a good first day, but maybe not so much for the tournament. A lot of people bet him because he's been the first-round leader at the Masters 5 times. He was 65-1. 65-1 yesterday.
Wait,
so I was so mad that I missed out on that. Yeah, that was a good look. It's crazy that he's done this so often. Yeah.
Go ahead, I was just going to ask if there's a long shot that you were looking at this point that piques your interest.
I'm glad you brought that up because I think it's worth noting that a lot of people, and I'm one of these people, you want to bet a little to win a lot. But the Masters is not the tournament for that. It is typically one of your top 10 to 15 golfers in the world. And even though, we're a little over a day in so far, history tells us that the top of the board after Thursday at the Masters is probably going to be the top of the board. It's probably going to be your winner when they're handing out the green jacket on Sunday. So the last five winners have been top three after day one. If we go back to 2006, there's one exception. The winner has been in the top 10 after day one. So I understand the idea. Maybe I'm getting a good number on Rory McIlroy, John Rahm, something like that, who was awful yesterday.
Yeah, John Rahm that's not even worth discussing right now.
Got to make the cut before you get the win.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I would look at the very top of the board. Rose is your leader. I'm not worried about him winning. He's in the top three as far as the odds go. He's going to fall back. I'm looking at the top guys in the world. Of course, Scheffler, I'm not going to tell you to bet him at this number, so I'm looking at somebody to bet him. I'm hoping it's Ludwig Aubert because I got him at 20-1 and he's right there. His putts are not falling, which actually makes me feel pretty good because he's still in the mix at the top and maybe they start to fall coming up over the weekend, but feel good about him. It's funny, Rahm, one of the live guys, it's been a mix with those guys where they got paid. You can tell they're not working. They don't seem to care as much with a lot of them. Maybe DJ, Rahm, to name a few. And then there are other guys like Brooks. He's kind of reinvented himself. And he is in the mix when it comes to this tournament. But it's hard to ramp up. If you're not playing every week, it's very difficult to get going. Now, some of the live guys having their struggles. But I'm keeping a close eye on Ludwig Aubert. And then another guy near the top. I don't think he started yet. Corey Connors, he's 18-1. That's about as far down as I would go if you are looking for some value.
Yeah, I feel like that's fair. Rory McIlroy was somebody, of course, we kept an eye on, but after what happened yesterday, that might be a tough one as well.
It just feels like it's in his head. And it feels like most golf fans want this to happen. They're trying to will it to happen. But then he had those two double bogeys late yesterday. I think I'll have a fine tournament. As far as winning it, though, no. And you're never going to get value on Rory. He's 14-1 last I checked, and it probably should be a lot higher. But, yeah, I mean, when it comes to catching Scheffler, I don't see it this time from Rory. And you're talking to someone that thought that he had a really good shot at winning.
The golf fans are forcing that. Meanwhile, you know how this goes. We're less than 2 weeks from the NFL draft. Bears fans are trying to force all kinds of things at the number 10 spot. What do the odds look like right now with what the Bears are going to do with that first pick, whether that be keep it traded or a particular player who's leading the field in odds?
Uh-huh. So the interesting part is the betting market is telling a story here with where the Bears sit at number 10 overall because, of course, everybody's talking about Ashton Jeanty. And draft position is something you can bet on, over or under. They set the number. Okay, is he going to go over that number? He's going to go later or under? He's going to go earlier. The number for Jeanty is what? 9.5. Right around that Bears pick.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think that's fascinating. You could also bet on which team will take Jeanty. It's the Raiders that are the favorite, but the Bears are the second favorite. So that's fascinating to me. I was listening to Todd McShay yesterday. It was Spiegel and Holmes, and I thought he was terrific. It's fascinating how the league is kind of going back to running backs, and we saw what Saquon did. He's in the ultimate outlier, but what he was able to do for the Eagles this year. And McShay is like, this is the best class of running backs, the deepest class that he's seen in 25 years. And he views Jeanty as that different. But I view it as if there are that many potentially great backs, I'm not taking him at number 10. We can wait all day, especially with the other picks that the Bears have. Tyler Warren, that's noteworthy because he's favored to go to the Colts. The Jets are the second favorite. And then the Bears are there as the third favorite. at 4-1. Even though they have Cole Kmet, that's potentially a game changer. Any Big Ten fan will tell you.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
That.
There's been a lot of chatter, so I feel like that's right on line with the amount of chatter that we have heard and speculation. So I feel like that might be spot on when it comes to the odds. It's interesting how they correlate this time around. What about the NBA? I know that some things you can already figure out, maybe a playoff bet here or there, maybe an Eastern Conference, Western Conference finals. Obviously, there's awards. What can you tell us about what might be interesting there?
Yeah, a lot of the awards were taken off the board at this point. But as far as the Bulls, of course, it's our weekly update. Are they going to make the playoffs? Are they not? The odds are trending in Marshall's favor. They're around plus 250, plus 300 to make the playoffs. They're one game out of the eight, as everyone knows. That's big. If you can get that eight instead of that nine, that could be a potential payoff, them just winning one game and getting into the postseason. I find it difficult on a nightly basis to do anything with these games because you have so many teams that have completely given up. My God, guys, the Bulls are 16.5-point favorites tonight. Like, that's where we're at. Like, Washington is not trying. They don't care to try at all, especially in the last few games. And the Bulls do have something to play for, so they're 16.5-point favorites. There's going to be a lot that changes by the time everything wraps up on Sunday. When you look at how close this is, if you're trying to set up your positioning in the playoffs, especially in the West, where you have that four seed, you have a two-way tie there, but they're one game back from the three. And then you want to get in the top six so you don't have to deal with the play-in. You can rest up a little bit, but you have a three-way tie in the West for the six seed, and one of those teams is Golden State. Tied for the six. Like, they might be in the play-in game. So, I mean, but Golden State also, they might be in the play-in game, but they're the third favorite out of the West. Because now people are selling Denver after firing their coach. So the West is wild in how this is going to set up. That certainly jumps out to me. If you think OKC is beatable, it's a matter of which team do you like. The problem is there's a lot of disagreement on that. Do you like Golden State? Do you like the Lakers? It's about the same odds there, 6 or 7 to 1 in the West, and Denver's down to 12 to 1.
Yeah, I'll wait until Golden State actually is in the playoffs before I place any wagers on my favorite team. Can't be losing to the San Antonio Spurs at this state of the season. What about baseball? Big series this weekend, Joe. Big series out West, Cubs and Dodgers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so as far as big picture, the Cubs win total is a little bit higher than where we started the season. It is now at 88.5 wins. And as reality has set in, it's down on the White Sox. It's 53.5. They are favorite to have the worst record in baseball. All the projections are saying it's going to be the Cubs or the Rockies that are going to have the worst record this year. But Dodgers, massive favorites tonight. They're minus 200 with Yamamoto on the bump. And the Dodgers just, they're hard to fade. I just look at it on a daily basis. No matter what the value is, I don't want to fade the Dodgers. Everything they do is great. And then the biggest weakness of the Cubs is that bullpen. And then, of course, the Dodgers have one of the best bullpens in all of baseball. So it's tough to go against them. But, you have a potential Cy Young winner tonight in Yamamoto with the opportunity to see him once again against the Cubs.
Yeah, the Cubs bats did not fare well against him the last time, that's for sure, just managing three total hits in the game. So there's that, which is going for them, which is nice. Joe Ostrowski, anything else you want
to... that White Sox number is going to continue to fall, by the way. I'm here to tell
Thank?
You.
We knew it might be them or the Rockies, so that does make sense. Joe, anything else you want to pass along before we let you go that might be of interest?
No, not really. We're not here to talk about Duke anymore. We've moved on to Cincinnati. Like, that's so far in the rear view. We don't need to talk about that complete collapse that they had.
I'm sorry, yeah, man. 6-1 was good odds, too.
Oh, well.
At least the missus is enjoying herself, and she is far, far away from the NCAA tournament.
Fair.
Yeah, I got things down. I got things under control. We're good.
We'll let you get back to one of the carpool lanes or the pickup lanes, Joe. Thank you so much for joining us.
Have a great weekend.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.